Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. You know what occurs to me, ladies and gentlemen, is I need to repeat, and be angry in order to get more listeners. No, seriously, you have a look at every single really popular talk radio show host that's in this movement. They repeat themselves all the time, and they're all really angry. I'm never going to be popular. I've come to terms with that today because I like to have fun and laugh in the face of utter scumbaggery, as does my very special guest, the indomitable, the intractable, and the incomparable, Suzanne Posel from Occupy Corporatism. Welcome back to the show.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
And we're only going to have you for one segment here, then we're going to get to our guest for today. So what is the news today from Occupy Corporatism?
Well, HR 748 here in the United States requires all young Americans to enlist in a national service program. Yay, communism! House Representative Charles Rangel has introduced H.R. 748. Now, just to be fair, he does repeatedly introduce bills like this. This would require all persons between the ages of 18 and 25 to perform national service, either federal, state, or local government programs, community-based agencies, or community-based entities. And this would be that wonderful little national program for the civilian army that our communist-in-chief, Barack Obama, wanted back in 2009.
Go on.
Well, if you remember, FDR had the Civilian Conservation Corps, and some of the things that we could be looking forward to under the oversight of the Corporation for National and Community Service to make sure that all Americans participate by 2016. We could see the expansion of national service programs to public schools to coerce younger generations to serve their community as part of national patriotism. Create an education corps to oversee public schools and encourage national service. Devise a summer of service program to engage youth in participating in national service events and keep them nationalized. Enroll all participants in a government-sponsored health insurance program to assist in health care with professionals and caseworkers in servicing their communities. Revive FDR's Civilian Conservation Corps under a Green Corps initiative to improve infrastructure and combat climate change as a national issue. Create a rapid response corps to assist the National Guard during disasters regarding preparedness and emergencies with FEMA's help. And create a national service academy that would educate American youth on Federalist ideals with a focus on expanding the philosophy that national service is a national problem, a national issue. And we all need to have a sense of...
Whoa, 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 whoa. National service is a national problem and a national issue. Just like human issues are human problems and human issues.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a circular argument because it's a circular argument.
Well, they want to make sure that communitarianism is the point. And if you serve your country when you're able-bodied between 18 and 25, then you are patriotic.
Okay, you know, so if you go out there and you create a business and you wind up employing people and you help out your community through donations or community charity trusts and things of that nature, that's not good. But if you join some kind of a modern-day Hitler Youth, that is good.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're trying, Barack Obama's trying to have a communist dictatorship, a fascist regime
here. The Obama Youth. I can hear the goose stepping now.
Now, last year, the FEMA Corps released 231 graduates that works in community relations and disaster recovery all across the nation. They also work to educate local communities for the sake of private public-private partnerships to network and structure those communities to serve the needs of the federal government. So we've got our own little guys out there, those little feelers, telling everybody what to do, and the government's good.
You know, I heard this on a broadcast a while back that these little green Nazi youth kind of thing, like walking around, slashing people's tires that have SUVs or something like that, or busting out the windows of companies that they don't like, that they perceive are really bad for the climate and things like that. Just this little jackbooted thug brigade, really, just going around, bossing everybody around. Are they going to be armed?
I assume that they would be armed. They do have training exercises. In fact, DHS, when they ordered those 240 rounds of hollow point bullets, which was not 21.6 million, they went to a training center. There's actually five of them across the nation here. And it's DHS training all of the police officers how to shoot actual military grade weaponry and kill people. So I assume that they would also be using some sort of target practice.
Right. Who's the target then?
Well, DHS has been buying targets of pregnant women and children and elderly, so I guess there you go.
Okay. That's understandable. If I was a psychopathic murdering scumbag!
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, man, this is really bad news. Is anybody out there trying to perhaps, I know, start up a counter movement to this, like the National Volunteer Youth or something like that, where they go out kind of like as gangs, like in West Side Story, you know, we're gonna fight.
I would love to see that. No, I don't think so, but that would make for great 6 o'clock news. Somebody do that, please.
Some kind of a really cheesy gang warfare style thing, you know, it would be fantastic. Or somebody like the like Bill Hicks's references, hooligans, you know, wearing penny loafers with no socks.
Or they could wear shorts with like knee socks with the stripes on them. That would be great.
You know, we're really just making fun of this whole situation, and this is what comes up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, be afraid, be very afraid. Buy my DVDs and survival food products and water filters and such. Okay, here we go. There's a much better way of doing it. I don't know how to actually present serious information anymore because I don't know, Suzanne. I think I've just kind of made myself immune to the fear for some reason. Maybe it's a bad idea. Maybe I should be very afraid, very very afraid, and stop thinking and start talking in a very deep raspy voice.
No, I think I agree with you. I do that on my show. This is so ridiculous. They've become a cartoon of themselves. Come on, people. This is ridiculous. Laugh about it. Have a good time.
Yeah, but if we masquerade it as ridiculous and we're having a laugh about it, then people might not take it seriously. This is deadly freaking serious. We could literally be exterminated in the streets by these thugs wearing little jackets.
That's true. But that's why not only do we inform ourselves, but then we take the next step, which is what you and I talk about all the time. Do something about this. Act upon it. Get the information and do something.
Okay. So we're fulfilling our role, which is to provide the information. It's not our responsibility to do something about it or provide solutions, really, is it? We're just the media. We've got to keep, you know, feeding out more stuff every day. This is why media reporters and everything are just airheads and douchebags, because they never actually apply any of the stuff that they do. In this movement, on the other hand, we are so overwhelmed by the amount of scumbaggery coming in over the clickers and news wires and what have you, that we literally can't do anything. It's not that we don't want to. It's that we've got more news and more stuff to put out, even after we put out this bunch of news and information here. And it's you, the people listening to this broadcast, that actually need to get the frack out there and do something about it, okay? If you have a spare 30 minutes in your day, frack, we don't. You've got to get the hell out there and do something, man, right now.
That's why you and I put together the Real Guerrilla Media, because we have a section for activists and event planners. And if there's somebody in your city or your town and you want to make sure that your event has some, you know, foothold on it, there's the Day of Resistance over here in the United States and Guns Across America. The two gentlemen independently just got a hold of a bunch of people who are pro-gun and rallies all across the country at the state capitol. Hundreds of thousands of people showed up all across the country in a matter of days. And these are regular people. And that's one of the things we want to do with Guerrilla Media. We want to give you a place to get network with people and get your event covered so that people will show up and people will actually do something about their world. Change it.
I don't know. I'm just getting really freaked out and angry. I don't know. I'm feeling really tense lately and really frustrated. And I haven't felt this way in a lot of years. Susan, it's all getting too much.
Should I go on to my next story?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Copyright alert system. This article is going viral. Please pick it up and pass it along. Everyone is affected. If you use the internet on any device, you are affected by this. ISPs now control user access to content on the internet. This week, the Center of Copyright Information will launch the Six Strikes Copyright Alert System, and major participants are AT&T, Cablevision, Comcast, Time Warner, and Verizon, and other people. The internet service providers, your ISP, will collaborate to monitor the internet for users who download copyrighted material from websites like BitTorrent, but this is not just for people who use BitTorrent and Pirate Bay and things like that. If you go to a website that has copyrighted material, they will give you a warning, and then they will give you a warning that you have to sign off on. And then if you go a third time, you're blocked. The ISP will literally block you from websites. So you will not be allowed to free flow surf the internet anymore.
This has already been passed and done in New Zealand. We've got the copyright bill here, and it's not six times, it's thrice. Three violations, and the ISP is commanded by the dictatorial, wonderful government of New Zealand to block your internet account, cut you off from the internet entirely, not just block you from websites and things like that, so you can still use Skype or whatever, but to block you entirely, to cut
That's
off your internet connection.
Toward.
Yeah.
And we've got a cybersecurity executive order here, but what's interesting is, you know, and this is where local activism comes in, guys. They're doing this through the corporations. They're going to the local levels. They're going to the state level and the municipalities to pass along these things, these controls. They've passed this along to the corporations. So now your ISP is now monitoring you. And if you don't do what they say you should be doing on the internet, they're going to block you. So then the government can wash their hands and say, oh, we didn't do this. Verizon did it to you. But really, Verizon is taking their direction from what the government is already putting together. And they're just getting this mandate disseminated down. And they're just the guys who are implementing the controls.
What's the difference between communism and fascism? Is it that in communism, the state takes over the corporations, and in fascism, the corporations take over the state? The end result is exactly the same. That's what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's the same thing.
And so this is serious. I mean, at least here in the United States, you could go to a website and not realize that they have something that's copyrighted and they don't have permission to use it. And you're completely innocent. You're just visiting a website. And then you get an email from your ISP. And then you get another warning where you have to put in a capitia so that they know that you got it. And then when you come back there a third time, bam, you're gone. And then you wake up in the morning and you can't access all these websites. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, man. So that means, well, let me see if I can encapsulate this. I think every single person that goes into this kind of information that we talk about on a day-to-day basis goes to those kind of websites, every single one. Views copyright material of this, that, and the other. So this is going to be something that's arbitrary, which will catch the good with the bad. That is, I think, maybe theoretically designed to cut off the head of the truth movement.
That is a very good point. Absolutely, because we pass along information all the time. You know, you watch something on YouTube and you like it, and then you share it on Facebook. And you're not thinking about copyright. You just want people to watch this documentary. And it might be a documentary from the BBC or some other, you know, it might not be just an independent film. It might be something that has copyright involved. And that person who copyrighted it might not care whether or not the information is disseminated. But because it's copyrighted, that's outside of their jurisdiction. The individual person is no longer relevant. That little copyright, that little piece of paper that they signed electronically or physically, now becomes the dictator of whether or not that information is disseminated out.
Okay. Well, you know, it's something bad. It's something terrible. It's something horrible. And that's what we've come to expect from the United States government and its legislators. Isn't that right, Suzanne? You cannot look at anything that the U.S. government in Congress, the Senate, or the El Presidente himself as doing anything good. And I don't think they've done anything good for quite some time. And that's exactly the terrifying thing, is that we have not yet gotten these people, these psychotic murdering filth who are liars and cheats and swine, out of power, dictatorial power, that is.
Yes.
Suzanne, thank you very much for coming on and sharing with us this terrifying and scary frickin' news today. I feel so much better. Frickin' wench. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Donald Marshall talking about Illuminati cloning programs. This should be interesting. Back in a minute. Thank you, Suzanne.
I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people to keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about con artist parroting puppet playboy scum on top. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go freaking nuts. It's the show that goes where others fear to tread, where we talk about those things that everybody knows about, allegedly knows about, the things that will scare the living William Shatner out of you, and also some very, very weird and spooky, strange things indeed that you may not even believe had you not looked at the evidence yourself. Today, a very special guest, indeed. I think he sounds like you've got a Canadian accent of some kind. It's Donald Marshall. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks.
Why don't you tell us just a little bit of background about yourself for those who are unaware?
Well,
have you got a website of some kind?
Just the Facebook. Oh, I have a site about these lizards, Vril lizards. Think Vril lizards at webs.coms. It's about those reptilian shapeshifters that David Icke talks about. He's kind of got the story wrong. They're not dimensional at all. They're this dimension. And yeah, they're not spiritual, mystical, or anything. It's pretty sick. But I'll tell you about that in a second. First, I wanted to tell you about the cloning stuff, okay? Now, human cloning, I have to tell you, it's been done since at the end of World War II, okay? I'll tell you how they got it and the whole shebang, like 33rd degree Freemason knowledge. I'm probably going to die for this somewhere along the lines. It's not good. okay. Picture this. I'm memory repressed about everything. Couldn't remember anything. I'm still getting side effects from this. I was memory repressed about the cloning stuff until I was 30 years old. They call it the awakening when they give you back the memories. Turns out they had me there since I was 5 years old, okay? And my family is there, my family members and everything. And they said they're not going to lie on a lie detector test about it. It's pretty big. Like, they were going to kill me, they said. Thing is, the way that this cloning works, okay, there's two different kinds of cloning, and it confuses people. Now, there's replication cloning, where it comes up as a baby, right? Put the cells in, make the same person as a baby. Well, there's duplication cloning as well, where they grow you in a big, thick tank full of water. And, well, there's a few different grades of cloning. There's Mark 1 to 4 that I know of. And the problem I'm having is with the Mark 2. The thing is, Mark 1 was around at the end of the World War II, but it was a primitive clone, lots of side effects.
Is that a reference to Merck Pharmaceuticals?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, this is even on the net. Before I started blasting on the net about this, somebody said something about the Mark 1 to 4 clones, and the first one being called an organic robotoid, and that's what it was called, even though there's no robotic parts in it at all. Anyway, Mark 2 is an REM-driven clone, okay? Now, what that means is when you go to sleep, the Illuminati, this is their main form of communication, too. They don't call people on the phone. They don't meet at the Bohemian Grove anymore. Since they got cloning, they meet at the cloning station when they go to sleep. Each of them, I don't know how they do it exactly, okay, or else I'd know how to block it. But they can transfer your consciousness into a clone at the cloning station if they have a clone of you. And they used to have to use a tissue sample from you, or I guess they said the cells from a woman's pap smear is, like, really rich in the cells to make one of these duplicate clones. They used to use kids' foreskins that were discarded at the hospital that got removed. That's what happened to me. But now they said they've upgraded the technology in the last 10 years, so now they only need blood. What they used to do with the tissue, well, they could also, they used to set this little oil drill-looking thing over a person's forearm, strap their arm to a chair. And this drill, it had things on it that opened up, right? Now, it would go in, and when it spun, these things would open up. But then when it stopped, the things would close again. Now this is done. It goes in, comes out, in, comes out. And what it was doing, it has to agitate the tissue, they told me when I was a kid, to a certain degree. I guess, like they said, the easiest way to tell a person in layman's terms about it is, you know, when you have a hangnail and you pull it off, and the white stuff that accumulates inside, and eventually it'll form like a scab and new skin, and it'll grow over. Well, to get that white stuff to really work good, they agitate the tissue a certain amount of times. Now they just agitate blood from like a blood sample even. And cloning is very prevalent. It's like a secret thing among the like elite. They use it for their crazy stuff. You name it, they've done it. Like jump off cliffs, everything. I know all about it. The thing was, when I was memory repressed, I was seeing other people becoming unmemory repressed, and I hated this place and these people. It's a bunch of scumbags doing nasty things to each other, right? Like, there's privileged ones there, and there's underprivileged ones there. And so people are pretty mean on people. And, well, I wanted them to do the awakening on me so I could go to the cops and get the cops on them. Well, the thing is, they are the cops, too. Like, this is the linchpin in how the Illuminati NWO works, because, like, most of the leaders from the G20 countries go there, about 14 of the G20 countries, and then there's leaders from countries that don't even fit in the G20 that go there, too, right? And cloning, it's really normal. Well, Britney Spears made a video about this place, because the thing was, to get advertised and promoted and stuff, she had to basically sell her clone, use of her clone, at the cloning center. So the thing was, she signed up right away thinking, yeah, sure, I'll be famous. Well, the thing is, they wanted to use her every night, old men and stuff, old men and clones on her, and real people on her clones too. So she doesn't have dreams anymore. Oh, they make songs and stuff about this all the time, about stuck in the dreams, and Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street is based on this. Avatar is based on this too. They do it all the time, communicate this way. But the thing is, cloning is a flawed technology this way, because your mind isn't the same. You're more, it's kind of like, you know, how, did you ever see Pet Sematary by Stephen King, the movie? Where they bury it and they come back whack. Well, they're almost as bad as that. And this is only one aspect of what they do. This is the biggest expose on the Illuminati guys ever, what they do, secret, right? Because the thing being, how I know is because I acted very loyal to them when in my 20s, right? Well, the thing was, if you don't act compliant there, they will beat the hell out of your clone, and it hurts just like real life, right? Like, and they can turn it up to the pain threshold on a remote control. They have everything down. And people are scared to talk about this because of the lizard aspect and the fact they can just keep cloning you and torturing you and torturing you and torturing you. New body. Because they make multiples of people. Some people are grown in the tank with deformities, and they just scrap those ones, throw them in the chipper. But the other ones, they keep them for backup bodies until they wear out the first one. Sex-wise, you know, I'm not trying to be vulgar or anything, but they do a lot of vulgar stuff there. They can also, if they apply a constant electronic current to your clone, you will have an aneurysm. If you're younger, it'll take a little bit longer with the electric current, but you will have an aneurysm. That's what happened to Tila Tequila. She doesn't want to say that, though. The thing is, Tila Tequila was threatened not to talk about it. She was helping me for a minute. Are you familiar with Tila Tequila?
I've had her on the show, and in fact, I was just discussing her this morning with James Wright, who's exposing the Freemasons, and he said that he wanted to meet up with her and compare war stories and stuff like that, so I just introduced them this morning, as it turns out.
Well, Tila has a clone running at the clone center, and she has to, well, she pretty much sold it out for her shot at love thing. She doesn't want me to discuss the nefarious deeds that she's done at the cloning station, including to me, and, well, and I'm not really going to, because that's her business and all, right, but I might discuss the stuff she did to me at a later date, a different show or something. It doesn't really matter right now. I'm trying to stick to the important stuff, but she's there. She's making, like, hinty little posts about her, she bounces to the fifth dimension. She used to think it was the fifth dimension. Should they tell people this, right? Because you open up your eyes there. You're like, where the hell am I? And you look at your hands, you're like, did you guys kidnap me? That's what most people say. Am I kidnapped or something? How did I get here? Some people are drugged, so they think that it's a dream, or they're in the astral realm. That's what they tell people, right? The spirit realm. Depends on who you are, where you're from. That's what they tell you. And people just believe it, because it's, like, real, right? Slap them in the face, it hurts, and you don't wake up, so it's not a dream, and, man, it's not good. So anyway, I wanted to not attend these clone gatherings, and they were like, we'll bring you here if we want to. I was like, all right, well, I'll tell all on you. And I'm doing it on my Facebook page. I don't have the link up here, but you're on my Facebook page somewhere, I think. So I don't know if you have the link to show people or not, but yeah, I'm telling all about them, what they do there, and there's other stuff. Now, they have these clone parties, okay? And also they get, I'll just tell you flat out, because they showed me, they call it the catalog. They get the school pictures from schools all over North America, and they look at the cutest ones, and they get the medical stuff from them and clone them and use them for sex slaves. Without the parents' permission, and it doesn't really matter if they had permission or not, right? You know, but this is what they do. I'm just telling you the severity of what they do there, right? Like, I am not a crackpot. and I don't get anything from this. I'm not writing a book or looking to write a book. I'm looking to crush these people. But the problem is they're the richest and most powerful people in the world, and I'm just one person, right? So,
You said that they've got a facility. Do you know where that facility is? Is there an address or a building?
Yes. They're in deep bases, right? There's Dulce or Dulce base. It has an entire floor devoted to cloning, okay? Now, it also has another floor devoted to gene splicing. You should see some of the stuff I've seen. Beaver rats and all kinds of stuff. They're trying to make weapons for war, and they showed me everything. They thought I was loyal. They started showing me everything. They totally thought I was loyal. My ex-family will not speak to me now. I said, I'm going to expose this. You guys are going to help me. And they said, we're not going to help you. We'll get killed right along with you. And I said, well, I want to do it alone. And they said, don't ask us for help. And I said, I'm sending people to you with lie detector tests. Lie on it. Go to jail. And then they're looking around as clones saying, we don't want to lie on lie detector tests, right? And I said, well, I'm welcoming all lie detector tests. And we're going to lie it up. Or we're going to line it up, these lie detector tests. And everything's going to get proven.
So now, have you taken a lie detector test yet?
Not yet, no. I haven't had one available. But the thing is, it's so widespread, this the corruption stuff. It's even bigger than what you truthers think that it is. It's they have police and doctors and everything there loyal so that they can have clone sex with like a Britney Spears or an Angelica Jolie or something, and while they're sleeping, because they're like, what are we doing when we're sleeping? It's a big waste of time. We can go there and have lots of fun. So, but it's a terrible, diabolical, nefarious place. I've seen all kinds of stuff. Oh, the Picton murders up in Canada with that guy that killed all the hookers. That was set up by them. They videotaped all the murders. They used to clone Picton into the place and had him running around talking to him, and he felt like he was like a celebrity, right? Anyway, he used to smash them with a ball peen hammer. Now, I'll tell you who was there, and this is how I know everything, okay? When I was 5, they brought me there to be used as what they call a diddle kid, okay? But all I'd do was cry and stuff. So they said, do you have any other kind of use? Do you sing or dance or something? So anyway, when I was 5... to keep them off me, I started singing like original songs there, just right out of the blue. Turns out the first one, people liked it, and they had a famous person use it, and then they came back for more, and I made more, and other people came back wanting to hear more. It was just a kid that was making these songs, right, for free, because they never paid me. Nobody knew, right? Totally foolproof. So anyway, lots of people, famous, high-profile people went there. I'm kind of apprehensive to say even, well, the people that know me know who I'm talking about, but they're the highest-profile people go to these cloning centers, and they wanted to see this kid that was making these songs, right? So I met the highest-up people, and then they wanted to show me all the stuff that they had to impress me. Are you going to commercial?
We are.
All right.
Donald Marshall is my guest, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream. Just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TVI brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. My guest today is Donald Marshall talking about the Illuminati cloning programs. Now, is there anybody else who's turned whistleblower like you have to come out and talk about these programs?
Well, Tila Tequila started to come out and talk about them. She went on her radio blog show, she said, and the cloning centers and the things you guys do to children. But the thing is, well, they told her at the cloning center not to do it, not to help me, because they're trying to play me off as a joke that people will spoof it or make fun and say, oh, they're cloning people. They don't have that technology yet. Well, they really do. And the thing was, they threatened her after that radio show to discredit herself immensely, or else she'll suffer repercussions at the cloning center. And she was pretty scared there. So then she starts talking about she's quantum hopping and going to different dimensions and this and that. Well, the thing was, back when she didn't know that she was a clone, she thought she was going to the fifth dimension. This is what they told her. Okay. Now, she, before her aneurysm, which was caused by them, I'll tell you right now all about it. You won't hear this from anybody else because they're all scared of dying, but they're not going to kill me because I'll tell you why later, and it's crazy. It's ridiculous. Anyways, she goes on her a video somewhere and says, somebody help me, they're blasting me to the fifth dimension somehow, and Queen Elizabeth is there, and she eats people. No, she said the Queen of England is there, and she eats people. And there's lizards there. No, she said demons. Well, some people call them demons. They call themselves demons, too. Well, then there's demons there, and they listen to her. Well, nobody listened to her, and they gave her her aneurysm there. Well, the thing is, they could have made her die if they wanted to. They just keep the electricity to the clone. They could do it to me, like, at any time. But I told too many people, and they're all waiting to see if I have an aneurysm now, or a heart attack, which it can happen to you. They've done this to so many people. It's remote-controlled execution, like assassination, that's undetectable, right? As long as they have a clone of you, they can kill you, like a bang. And they killed Bernie Mac this way, with an aneurysm. It's not good. They don't only have to do the electricity. If they keep a constant pain on the clone, like hard enough, like, it'll kill you, but intermittent pain will mess up your heart bed. That's what they've done to me. They tortured me there for like a torture spectacle, right? If you look, I should have had it on my miniature tablet here, but I forgot to. My Facebook profile picture, okay? Just look at it, and you're gonna say, okay, something weird is happening here. I'm on a Megadeth album cover, all cut up. It's like a picture of a clone of me. All messed up with a skeleton coming out of my chest and Megadeth up at the top. Well, anyway, it's a close-up of my face. And people look at that and they say, okay, now I got to look into this. And trust me, I'm telling you the biggest secrets of the Illuminati.
Holy cow, it is your face.
Yeah, it is, kind of, yeah. Not kind of at all, it is me. I was asking, well, I'll just tell you, Queen Elizabeth got really interested in this magic kid that could make these songs out of thin air, so she had me serenading her because she thinks she's really special. She's pretty insane, by the way, by five different ways. She rules this cloning station, basically, her and Vladimir Putin. All of them are there. Muammar Gaddafi was there. He's not actually dead, by the way. That was a clone of them, him that died. And all the people around him jostling the camera, the video, the phone video, they were all in on it. He's not dead. That was a clone that they killed. That's why they buried his body in a remote location nobody will ever find, because it's a clone. The cells are different and stuff, I guess. Like these, they're grown in 5 months in a a big glass tank full of like salty water, and just takes 5 months. And it's no cost at all. It's basically maintenance. They just got to get tissue from you. Now, Britney Spears put in her video. She said a fantasy of hers was to blow up a cloning station so they couldn't make any more hers, right? So for this video called Break the Ice, she made a Japanimation video of her breaking into a cloning station and breaking the clone tubes. And they look just like that, right? And two on two, like one on top of each other. They have warehouses underground with them grown people, right? And, oh, man, it's very heavy. There's another aspect to this. It's the lizard part. Now, I'll tell you the straight skinny on the lizards, okay? Now I have to tell you about Tila now. Tila first, because, well, she was on my wall, and I was like, you're going to help me with this, and then she goes on radio, the cloning center's terrible what you do with the people there, and people don't want to go there, and then after that, everything changed, because that night when she went to sleep, I won't say Freddy got her, but pretty much the world leaders put the scare of death into her, and a whole bunch of lizards did too, because they know that I want all the lizards dead, and all of the, now I'll just say it flat out, all of the lizard parasited hosts as well. Now I have to put this eloquently, because they said that this is the end of the world event, this is the big... the big bomb that could send the world into panic and loss of order and what the end of the world 2012 and everything is all about. Well, it's about lizards and cloning. And I'll tell you all about it right now. Something has to be done. These people are, like, over-corrupt. I don't know if there's a word for it in the English language. They bring people to the cloning station and enslave them and have the option of allowing them to remember the memory. If they leave you if they leave you memory repressed, it will give you symptoms in real life, and you'll just think that you're sick. You won't know. It depends on what they do to you as a clone. If they're torturing you, you'll get badly sick, you'll get heart damage. Like, my heart's messed up, and I'm only 37, just turned 37. And, yeah, they strap you to a rack and friggin' slice you and everything, and people sit around in a crowd watching you in this big, well, not big, it's not, it's a stadium, and it has a hockey-boarded ring, but it's smaller than a normal hockey rink. And the celebrities, and kings and queens from weird countries are all there, sitting in the stands, watching this weird faces of death scenario thing. Made people sword fight. They made me sword fight there. I got all chopped up as a clone. And the thing is, they can have multiple clones of you, right? Now, they got chips in these clones, too. So they turn you into the next clone, like, within a matter of, like, 30 seconds. Like, deactivate one clone and go over to this one and click it on. And I've experienced it. It's everything goes black. You don't have dreams anymore. Some of the celebrities make songs. I've made songs for them there about not having dreams anymore and your dreams are lost and blah, blah, blah. Your heart this, heart that. Like, I made a lot of songs there.
Can I ask, Donald, how do you know that you're the real you?
Scars. And clones, well, these duplication clones can't walk around in public without what they call a handler. They have to be babysat so that they don't bite someone on the face or start a fire in a house. Or they're like, they just go with the first impulse.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the episode of Family Guy where Stewie clones himself, but he doesn't do the cloning job right, and he creates what's known as Bitch Stewie, who's really retarded kind of thing. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
It could be. They make that cartoon. They make The Simpsons. They make all the movies and stuff. They made the Avatar movie. They own Hollywood, right? So, and they get their ideas. They all discuss stuff at the cloning station, like, all night. It gets pretty boring there. Because first, once they do the sex, and then they do death stuff to themselves, because they can turn, somehow they have the tech to make the clone not feel any pain at all. They said it's something to do with how a person becomes a quadriplegic. Just the first second, before they're quadriplegic, they can't feel any pain stabbing in the thigh or anything, just like a quadriplegic can. Well, but they can still move around and stuff. They've done it to me. It feels weird. Like, they let me stab myself in the forearm and go, yick, 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 right up the arm and didn't feel anything. And it's bleeding and stuff. It's pretty gross. And all kinds of stuff there. There's nothing to do there, though, once you do all the stuff and the novelty wears off. But then you're not allowed to leave. If you want to leave, well, they only keep you if you're used for something, well, good looking for sex or something, or have some kind of talent or something. And if you try to talk, say, oh, they say people that think they're in the fifth dimension or the astral plane or something, they'll go to the police and say, the world leaders are taking me to the fifth dimension or the astral plane and victimizing me, torturing me, like Chris Benoit as well. They killed him. Well, he killed himself, but the thing was, they were torturing the hell out of him. Like, Insane Clown Posse had a song made about him, and I actually did the lyrics for the song. They made me do it because I didn't want to, because I liked Chris Benoit. Thing was, they had his wife and his kid there, and they started hurting them too. And they were home throwing up and stuff, and he was trying to go to the police, and they wouldn't... Are you going commercial again or
something? Yeah, we are. We've still got another 30 seconds or so to wrap up your point, if you want.
Yeah, he tried to go to the cops. They sent him to the mental institution. And kind of like Tila said, he said, Queen Elizabeth is blasting me into another dimension, and she's torturing me there and forcing me to have sex with her and stuff. He said this to his therapist. This is like public knowledge now, though. And... he was like, oh yeah, here, take these pills. And he's like, no, really, they're taking me to some place when I sleep. It's like, it's bad, man.
You know, it sounds sort of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They get you while you sleep.
Something like that I want to tell you about. That's kind of
what
the
lizard
has to do with it.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, just a few minutes with Donald Marshall.